that intellectual understanding does not remain only intellectual. It creeps on to the sensory level of perception also, and not only sensory level of perception, but also after sensory level of perception has been gained in that value of unity, the differences on the objective level, objects of the senses, also gain that level of harmony, infinite harmony. So feeling level is one, understanding is another, sensory level is another, level of the objects of the senses is yet another.
It seems to me that it should also be possible to bring it out to the level of body, and we've heard some vague rumors from Tahoe about another state of consciousness. Would you perhaps be willing to go into that here?
It's the same thing, same thing. Level of the body means beyond the level of the senses. Senses, when we are on the level of senses experiencing harmony, then the harmony is yet on the subjective level. Senses are the grossest aspect of the personal subjective level. Gross senses, sensory level is the grossest level of the subjective field of life. Grosser than that is the object of the senses, yet outside. You have heard yesterday the feeling of oneness inside, everything in terms of oneself. And then when this inner fullness gets transformed into outer variety, then it is two fullnesses, inner fullness, outer fullness, and this two fullnesses produce what we call wholeness of life. In and out, there are no differences. You had the example of inner space and outer space, space outside the wall. And you heard as if the wall has become porous. The wall is there, but on the level of space, the wall is not an obstruction which could divide inner space and outer space. So when inside, outside become one, then is the real wholeness, completeness of life becomes a real, a living reality. Then it is Brahman consciousness. Brahman consciousness is nothing other than unity consciousness, only incorporating within its range even the differences of the outer field of the multiple variety in the universe. I think we don't need that. It becomes... So it's outer and inner. When nothing is outer, nothing is inner, nothing is relative. Nothing is relative. Life of absolute. That is Brahman consciousness. The word Brahman means great, big, huge, enormous. It concerns with expansion. Expansion, unboundedness. Just like the house is not limited to the parts that structure it, pillar and ceiling and floor and wall. There. House is omnipresent. The word house includes all these, but these have their own entities, but the different entities of these are included in the word house. When we say house, and you heard yesterday in the beginning days of occupying a house, one is aware of how beautiful is the pillar and how beautiful is the ceiling, and these isolated awareness more dominating. And when we are used to these beauties of the pillar and this and this and all the details of it, then that wholeness of the house naturally dawns. And then even when we see that the pillar comes across when we walk that way, but the consciousness of the pillar, awareness of the pillar, is no more dominating. What is dominating is house, the use of the house. But to go there, go there, go there. Use of the house. But when you occupy the house first, then the details are more in our awareness. Just like that, when we gain unity consciousness, then the details of unity consciousness, whatever they may be, unity consciousness, as contrasted with other states of consciousness. Unity consciousness as different from GC and CC and all that, as different. So this distinction is more dominating. Ah, so sublime, so great, so even though harmony, but that harmony is yet on a comparative level. It compares with the difference and distinction of GC and CC, which have been a long time experience. So this one is habituated to have that celestial awareness long time, and that necessitates a contrast when one gains unity. So this unity, which is in its early stages just a distinctive feature, something distinct from what we have been, so it is another experience. This, as long as this otherness of experience dominates our mind, so long it's not wholeness. It should be very clear. As long as unity is experienced as otherness, other than GC, and this otherness will surely be there as long as that has not become our normal, natural, usual experience. And in the beginning, it is not normal, natural, usual experience. Just as occupying the house in the beginning, this beauty of this or ugliness of this, it's not usual. We are not used to it. It has not become common to us. So this is this beginning stages of unity, and a little more, we may say, ripened state of unity. It is state of unity, only a unity with which one has become familiar. Then that unity is Brahman consciousness. A state of unity with which we have not yet become familiar in the sense that it no longer contrasts with GC. The beginning stages of unity. We are in unity, but yet there is a chance for unity to become a normal feature of life, normal phenomenon of life. As long as it remains a distinctive thing, which is to be distinguished from GC, so long we just call it unity, because its characteristic is unity. It's only a matter of allowing it to become one's nature, more saturated. That verse of Gita, no? In time, one within oneself, one finds this knowledge. So that time value is all that is important. Just this example of occupying the house and living for some time, and that's it. Then really one lives house. Otherwise one lives the pillar and the floor. Along are these individual items which structure the wholeness of the house. These are the things which structure parts. So even when we are living in the whole of the house, yet parts are dominating in our awareness. So long we are not enjoying the holistic value of life, we are not living wholeness of the home. This, just this little difference. Brahman consciousness is nothing other than unity. It's only a matter of experience. Early stages and more established state.
Okay. Maharishi, you said that Brahman consciousness is a state of fullness and also transcendental consciousness is a state of fullness.
Right. Right.
And
right.
In the past, in the lectures a couple weeks ago that we heard, you said that everyone was going to get on to the state of Brahman consciousness.
Of course, yes. Well, plan is just for that,
right.
and it's our privilege to see that it happens.
But in the past, you said that if a man only in this lifetime has attained cosmic consciousness, that he is not reborn, he does not attain any higher state of consciousness. What you said is that just that transcendental consciousness alone remains, but you've drawn a distinction between just that transcendental consciousness and Brahman consciousness. So doesn't that imply that some sort of evolution must take place? And the point that I think might be is that when you say that a man is not reborn, you perhaps admit that he's not reborn on the physical level, maybe reborn in some higher plane. Would that be... But then how would it mean... How would this transcendental consciousness rise to the value of Brahman consciousness?
With respect to what it transcends... When you say transcendental consciousness, then we eliminate waking, dreaming, and sleeping. It is these three states of consciousness that are transcended to gain transcendental consciousness. So when we say transcendental consciousness, that state of awareness we compare with these three. It's a comparative value. It's distinct from these. Now, what distinguishes transcendental consciousness with Brahman consciousness? When waking, dreaming, sleeping states of consciousness are also found to be the same which at one time we experienced as transcendental consciousness. At one time we felt we experienced transcendental consciousness, and that was the time when our awareness was so overwhelmed with that experience that it got everything out of one's region. Awareness threw off all the waking, dreaming, sleeping state completely, just because it was so overwhelmed. Overwhelmed just because the habit so long has been to be in isolation, small boundaries, here, there, there. All the five senses, either hearing, seeing, touching, this, either sleeping, waking, dreaming, all these relative experiences, relative states of consciousness have given us our life in boundaries. Now, suddenly that boundless dawns, awareness is overwhelmed. This overwhelming experience of transcendental consciousness is due to our long habituation with boundaries. Just that. And when, with practice, our association becomes long with that unboundedness, then the domination of the boundaries begin to fade. Domination of boundaries fades. Domination of that wholeness rises. And it rises and it rises. And there is a sequence of the fading of the boundaries. They begin to fade. Even the celestial value of the boundaries fades and it fades. So in a sequence, the nervous system becomes more capable of holding on to unboundedness and getting over the boundaries more and more and more. For this practice, it's the same thing. Brahman consciousness is the same thing as transcendental consciousness, because that is the character of it, wholeness. Only then, what distinguishes Brahman consciousness and transcendental consciousness is, in transcendental consciousness, everything is excluded other than self, unboundedness. In Brahman consciousness, nothing is excluded from the self. Everything in terms of the self. This is just the difference. Otherwise, in its content, in its quality, in its nature, it's the same thing. It's a matter of developing the ability to behave in transcendental consciousness, and that becomes cosmic Brahman consciousness. The ability to behave in transcendental consciousness. Now, cosmic consciousness also is a state where the ability to behave in transcendental consciousness has been gained. Because transcendental consciousness is nothing but self-consciousness. Now in CC, self-consciousness has already become permanent. But what has happened? Along with the permanency of self-consciousness in CC, there is something else standing by. Non-self is there, challenging, as if I say, I am also something. The whole field of ridiculous change, and he says, I am also here. It's a great challenge. The finite challenges the infinite, and this is CC. C challenging C. There's a challenge. Now this challenge is dropped, and there are no two. There are no two. And this is, in the beginning, unity consciousness, and in a more ripened state, Brahman consciousness. There are no two.